This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
And this is episode 109 of Painting on Glass, the place up in the mountains. And I, well, I'm your host. This is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind. So I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and a love. This might be something to show me.
So welcome back. The number of the people who listen to this podcast, well, it's growing steadily. That's just wonderful. And let me tell you that you are one of them. I'm excited to have you all here with me. I really am. And I really like to share what I got in my hand to offer to you. In the last 30 days, we had listeners from Germany, the United States, Vietnam, Canada, Brazil, Spain, Italy, France, Thailand, Hong Kong, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, Argentina, Colombia, the United Arab Emirates, Bulgaria, Chile, Jordan, Venezuela, South Africa, Ecuador, Egypt, the United Kingdom, Israel, Iraq, South Korea, Kazakhstan, Lebanon, Moldova, Malaysia, and Nigeria, Nepal, from the Palestinian territory, Ukraine, and Uzbekistan. Isn't that something? Oh, Lord. God may bless all of you. And let's get started again. You're welcome to another episode.
There's a place up in the mountains I'd like to tell you of. With trees of old Mistambro and the brightest blue above. An ever-blowing wind there that shine all the leaves. Ancient sounds of wonder that offer ye relief. Ancient sounds of wonder that offer ye relief.
The song we're facing today is taken from the 2022 online compilation From Days Gone By, a collection of early songs. It's number 3 on that album, and the song is called The Place Up in the Mountains.
Many times I used to wander up there all alone, and every time I listen and I put it in a song. With an endless wide longing to the shape of this dear place, I followed many reasons, I followed many a trace. Followed many a reason, I followed many a trace.
Way back when I was a young kid, I was not really a loner. I did enjoy my close friends, but I also enjoyed being out alone somewhere in the hills or the landscape of the place I grew up in. It gave me some sort of relief, and it made me feel like there was something more to aspire. Maybe some sort of truth. Who knows?
And the seasons play there joyfully, yeah, the seasons they do show. You're part of all around you, wherever you may go. It might be in the city, it might be somewhere else. You never find something that you don't carry in yourself. You won't find something that you don't carry in yourself.
When you are young, the world around you is young too. And you keep dreaming of the things you're about to do someday. All the places you would love to see and all the things you keep holding on to. Just like being out there alone and keep on enjoying the changing of the season with all its wonder and the different winds. But there was one thing I found out for myself back in those days, and that is the fact that you won't find something you look for that you don't already carry it in your heart. Paradise is where your heart is, and you got to look there first. Then you got to go out and carry it with you.
And the dancing fields and meadows, some wisdom to your brains. The changing that occurred to you might be better as it seems. Let the wind tell you about freedom, let the sun warm you inside.
I found many an answer in a blooming meadow I crossed, and the wind that soothed my soul and all the questions I had. I had a bike, and this way I roamed many a place, which was quite far from where I lived. But I collected all the pictures in my mind, and when I returned home, they remained with a happy soul inside. Yes, they did. They still do today, and I keep roaming at the age of 53, still the same as I did when I was 12 or 14.
This place I'm telling you about, I'm sure that you will find. In this place I'm telling you about, I'm sure that you will find.
And there are all the beautiful places that you love, and you keep looking for them again and again. But suddenly, you have to realize that they've changed. You may wonder the same as you realize that you have to change all the time. And all the same, too. Being alive is meant in realizing that you and the world around you changes day by day. That was a lesson I learned out there. And it still is hard to bear for a person like me, because I have always been longing for these idols around me. But as I said, they still keep on changing and always will.
Last time that I had been there, a strange thing did occur. The place just seemed quite different, and machines did appear. They cut all the trees down, the ground was plain and bare. And all the joy I did expect was gone some other where. And all the joy I did expect was gone some other where.
The same way I found out that there is so much more to changing than just destroying personal idols. It's also the moment of getting new chances and find new directions that you have not discovered yet. Wow, that is so important to see. It's not just a loss, it's much more some sort of present to carry you on. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I like that so much, I can tell you. So, and now here is to your place up in the mountains, because I'm sure we all have these places in mind, no matter if it's in childhood memories or right now in the way we live every day and in sharing one another. Let there be this light of these places in mind and carry it to those who seem not to be able to join in an easy way. Carry the torch in a way they might be able to accept, and you'll make them shine too. This is what can make you happy and what remains as a blessing in your own heart.
There's a place up in the mountains I'd like to tell you of, with trees of old stem rolled, the brightest blue above. And ever-blowing winds there that chime all the leaves, ancient sounds of wonder that offer you relief. Ancient sounds of wonder that offer you relief.
Well, and now I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if you did, just spread the word about it. And please leave a rating or review because it helps others to find the show. And I, well, you know, I would really appreciate that a lot. I dearly thank you from all of my heart. See you next time again.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. When painting on glass, lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind. That's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.